Hello, I'm Jenny from the Consumer Council. We know that about half of all passengers still buy cash tickets when they travel by public transport, even though lower cost options are available. So today I'm heading down to TransLink to chat to Julie Sherlock about how to get the best value for money when you travel. But before I head out, I'm going to have a look on the TransLink online journey planner to check when my next bus is. Okay, so the next bus I can get is the 20A from the bus stop on the Hollywood Road. Hi Julie, today I want to find out about the various different discounted fare options available to public transport users. So how can people find out about getting the best value fares?
Hi Jenny. Well, we actually have a ticket finder page on our website where passengers can input their journey details, such as frequency, service type and travel patterns, and that'll suggest the most suitable ticket type for them. Alternatively, our contact centre agents can quickly help passengers find their best value ticket option. The web address for the ticket finder is translink.co.uk/what-ticket.
Okay, thanks Julie. I have a few scenarios and I was wondering if you could tell me in each of these cases what would be the best ticket option for the passenger to choose. So firstly, a student aged 19 travelling 3 days a week by train from Lisburn to get to Queen's in time for the first lecture at 9 a.m.
We'd suggest they got a Ylink card, which will give them a discount on the cash day return fare of around a third if travelling before 9:30 in the morning. The card costs just £8 and actually any young person aged between 16 and 23 can use it. You can pick up a Ylink application form from any main bus or train station, and once you have it, you just use it every time you want to buy a ticket.
I've recently seen some people on the train that seem to be using their mobile phones as their ticket. How does that work, Julie?
Oh yeah, that's MLink. It's our mobile ticketing app, and that allows you to purchase one day, weekly, monthly tickets without having to queue or carry cash. But we also offer a 3-day flexi ticket on MLink for those who don't need to travel every day. This allows them to pre-select their tickets and it offers around a 15% discount versus buying 3-day returns.
Okay, so what about someone travelling by Ulster bus every day between Limavady and Derry to get to and from work?
There's actually a couple of options available to that kind of passenger. An Ulster Bus Multi-Journey Smart Card or an A-Link Smart Card would give them a discount of 33% or more versus a cash fare. There's also tax relief available to passengers whose employers are signed up to our Tax Smart scheme. The specific saving will be unique to each passenger, but it can be as much as 32%.
And how much would they save then using these methods?
A single cash ticket from Limavady to Derry would cost £5.20, but using the SmartLink multi-journey card, topped up with 40 journeys, it's equivalent to £3.28 per journey. The A-Link or annual card would cost around £1,200 if paid up front for the full year ahead, and that equates to 20% off the cost of 40 SmartLink multi-journeys. Or if you prefer, you can pay this off in monthly instalments. The Ulster Bus multi-journey card can be bought online and topped up at any ticket office, on bus or at a paypoint agent. But again, check with your employer to see if they're registered for TaxSmart.
Okay, so finally, what about someone who travels by metro a handful of times each month, say between Newtownards Road and Belfast City Centre?
For the best value travel, that passenger should use a Metro SmartLink multi-journey card.
And how much cheaper then would this option be compared to paying for a cash single ticket?
The City Zone cash fare is £2, while a SmartLink 10 multi-journey top-up card is equivalent to £1.25 per journey. Again, for even better value, TaxSmart's an option if the passenger's employer is signed up.
How would the passenger purchase the multi-journey card?
You can pick up a Metro SmartLink multi-journey card in our City Centre kiosk at Donegal Square West, and it can be topped up there or at any TransLink or PayPoint agent.
So what then if they take 2 metro buses for each leg of their journey? Is SmartLink still their cheapest option?
That'll depend, but in most cases it would actually be better to get a Daylink card or a Metro travel card. There's also a weekly Metro SmartLink travel card, which costs £15.50, a monthly Metro travel card for £61, and the Metro Daylink costs £3.50 for one day, £15 for 5 days, or £30 for 10 days.
Thanks, Julie. And just to recap, what should passengers do if they want to find out more information on best value fares?
Jenny, this is just a snapshot of the range of everyday great value tickets we offer. I'd really encourage people to try our What Ticket page online, call our contact centre on 02890 66630 or simply send us a tweet on @translink_ni. We'll be really happy to help.
Thanks, Julie.